This Zafyomi is Kitin Nun Ches Kitin 58, and I ask all of our loyal listeners, or even if you're not a loyal listener, to please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Yeshivas Eli Melech, so that we can spread Torah throughout the world. So today's Zafyomi tells us that there was an incident with Rabbi Shua ben Hananya. He went to the large city of Rome, that means to say he went to Rome, and they said to him, there's a beautiful child in the prison. And so he went there and he stood at the entrance to the prison and he said, why are we in this distress? And he quotes the pasuk from Isaiah 42. Why are we here? Mina san umeshisa Yaakov Yisrael vozdem. What's the reason why we're in this terrible situation? So the child responds with the continuation of that pasuk. It's because we didn't walk in the path of Hashem. Hello, Hashem. Zu chatanu. We sinned against God. It's not His fault. It's not our fault. It's not God's fault. It's our fault. So when Rabbi Shua ben Hananya hears this, he says, well, I'm certain that this person is going to become a great Torah scholar. And he says, I'm not going to leave from here. I'm not going to leave from here until I redeem him for all the money in the world. And indeed, he redeemed him. He redeemed him for a lot of money. And it wasn't long before this person grew up, this child grew up to become the Kohen Gadol, whose name was Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. So the commentaries ask, how is this possible? How could he spend all this money when we just learned in Daf Mem Hey Amid Aleph, Ein Podin Es HaShvuyin Yisrael, could they demand that because that you're not allowed to redeem a captive for more than their value because of Tikkun Olam. So how was he able to do it? So that's the question. How could he do this? So Tosos earlier in Daf Mem Hey explained that this logic that you're not allowed to redeem a captive doesn't apply during a time of destruction. And one way we can understand this is that during the destruction, the enemies, this is what they said about the Pesetzner Rav during the Holocaust, during the time of persecution, the enemy wants to destroy us as much as possible. And so therefore, all the other rules don't apply, meaning to say in this case, we have to do everything possible to stay alive, even though normally a person is supposed to give up their life in certain areas, but during the time of the destruction, a person has to do everything possible to stay alive, and that becomes the overwhelming mitzvah. And that's why he was able to redeem him for more money than typically would have been allowed.